All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're going to tackle the American education system.
Ooh.
Yeah. Specifically, the concept of factory model schools
Interesting.
and how progressive education really impacted, the system we all know and maybe love. So we're going to be looking at a really interesting YouTube video from Mrs. Media
Okay.
called Factory Model Schools and Progressive Education. And the big question I think we're going to be wrestling with today is,
Yeah.
does this factory style system really create better citizens like it was, originally supposed to?
Well, a good place to start with this is with John Dewey,
Oh, yeah. John Dewey.
often called the father of progressive education, right?
Right. Definitely a big name in education.
Absolutely. And he's got some pretty interesting ideas.
Yeah.
In his 1897 essay, My Pedagogic Creed, he talks about how education should be about
Yeah.
molding kids into these socially conscious individuals, like ready to jump into social reconstruction. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
He saw this vision as both individualistic
Huh.
and socialistic.
So wait, how does that even work? How can it be both?
Yeah, it's a tough one, right? So he believed in, nurturing individual growth,
Right.
but like within a system that's focused on the needs of the whole community.
Interesting.
He thought education was the key to, creating people who could think critically, independently, but also at the same time, like work towards making society better. It's a
Right.
real balancing act, and how he thought that would work in real life is really interesting.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm hooked. Tell me more about this whole social reconstruction thing. What did he actually mean?
Well, so you got to think about the time Dewey was writing this, right? Like late 19th century,
Yeah.
huge social and economic changes happening,
Right.
industrialization changing everything.
Absolutely.
And Dewey thought traditional education just wasn't cutting it anymore. Like it wasn't preparing students for this new world.
So what did he want instead then?
Social reconstruction for Dewey meant using education to tackle these huge social issues:
Okay.
poverty, inequality, injustice, all that.
Yeah.
And the goal was to create a more democratic and equitable society.
So he wasn't just talking about like ideas.
No.
He wanted to actually change things.
He wanted real change.
That's pretty radical for that time period.
Oh, yeah.
But how does all this connect to the whole factory model of schools?
So that's where things take another turn.
Okay.
So while Dewey's pushing for this progressive education, the main model in schools back then was this factory model.
Okay.
Imagine this: schools running like a super efficient Henry Ford assembly line,
Okay.
bells controlling everything,
Oh my gosh.
limited brakes. You
Yeah.
need permission to even go to the bathroom.
I'm getting flashbacks.
Sounds familiar, right?
It's like they were mass producing students instead of, treating them as individuals.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And the progressives
Yeah.
didn't completely ditch structure,
Okay.
but they did change the way we think about it.
How so?
Think of it this way: instead of kids being like factory workers, they saw them as more like commodities being molded.
Commodities.
Yeah, to fit society's needs.
I don't know. That word feels a little harsh when we're talking about kids.
Yeah, I get that.
They're not products.
No, they're not. But that comparison, it really highlights this big debate in education.
Okay, what is that?
Should education just be about creating productive members of society?
Right.
Or should it also be about nurturing creativity, critical thinking, and personal growth? That commodity analogy, as harsh as it sounds, makes us really think about that.
It does, yeah.
Really does.
So the video mentioned this guy, Elwood Cubberley,
Oh, yeah.
who seems to be like the poster child for this factory model mindset.
He's a great example, yeah.
Tell me more about him.
So he was like a big deal in education administration. And in his 1916 book, Public School Administration, he straight up says schools are factories.
Oh, wow.
He saw kids as the raw products.
Really?
Yeah, raw products that are shaped into the finished goods that society wants.
You really use those words.
Oh, yeah.
Raw products.
Yeah.
Finished goods. That's intense.
It's a very industrial way of looking at education.
It is.
And it all ties back to Frederick Winslow Taylor and his scientific management ideas.
Wait, wasn't Taylor the guy obsessed with efficiency in factories?
That's him.
What does that have to do with school?
Well, his whole thing was about centralized control,
Right.
standardized processes,
Okay.
measuring results. And those ideas were all over the education system.
Really?
Think about it: standardized tests,
Oh, yeah.
strict curriculum, school boards and administrators calling all the shots.
Wow. It all comes together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So basically, Cubberley's vision kind of became the model for 20th century education.
Pretty much. Yeah, a lot of those trends show the factory model's influence.
So we went from Dewey's like idealistic vision of social reconstruction to Cubberley's factory-like system.
Yeah.
Did it even work? Did this model actually create better citizens?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Thinking back to my own school days, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, and there's no simple answer.
Right, yeah.
It's something we all have to think about if we want to, you know, change education for the better.
Definitely. And you know what? While we're on the topic of empowering people,
yeah.
If you're listening to us from Deer Park, LaPorte or Pasadena, Texas, and you're enjoying this kind of deep thinking,
yeah,
you should check out Think and Act Locally. They're all about giving folks the tools to make a difference right here in their community.
Great organization.
If you're into that kind of thing, you can support them at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Awesome.
Link is in the show notes.
Perfect.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. See you next time.
Bye, everyone.